It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Councilman Lane Miller. And if Lane's here, that means it must be time to talk Culture Connection.
Absolutely.
And we've been having a lot of fun. You know, we made it through the summer months, and Culture Connection was going strong. Then it gets into the winter months, and we cut down to just like once a month.
Yes.
It's the second Thursday of the month.
Exactly.
And they've got a great slate that we've already kind of got lined up for us, because right out of the gate, it's time to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I know. Whether you like it or not, we're there.
Well, that's what I said. You know, it's okay to be Christmassy now. We're in December now. It's okay. I think we're allowed. So let's talk about the first group up, and that's Singers Company.
Okay. It's a group of young kids, local group. They have been formed and practicing, and you know, everybody loves kids singing for Christmas. There's nothing Christmassier than that.
That is a word now.
It is?
It is a word now. That's true. Now, the thing is that I wanted to talk to you about and spend some time talking about is locals. They're local. They're right here. And you know more than others usually about these kinds of things. Are you surprised when you're looking at local groups from the area, just how much talent we have right here at home?
I'm not surprised, but it's the thing that really drives me. It's the thing that has driven Culture Connection from the very beginning.
And that's what you were saying, is now that we've got the, you know, we're kind of slowly starting to get through it, but with the pandemic, you guys kind of switched gears and really focused on local entertainment, didn't you?
We did. We found out, and it was a shock to me, we had a number of groups that we had who would go on tour for the summer. They'd come to Utah, and they would stop in Price on one of the days when they were here. When the pandemic hit, we couldn't get people from outside the area, so we were forced to stay local. And it's been a great thing.
It worked really well. And as you said, that is where, and I don't know how many, you can speak to that. I don't know how many years Culture Connection has really been going, but that's kind of where Culture Connection got its start, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was. We started when Kathy, Hannah Smith, and the Chamber and some folks said, we need a venue to highlight our local talent. So for a lot of years, that's what it was.
And really, the local talent has kind of been the backbone of Culture Connection for the years past and leading up to and including this year as well.
Yeah, it is. But it shows the extent of our local talent when we can go through the summer, we can then go into the winter and still feature local talent.
And it makes it a lot easier to be able to interchange and put those in and that in too,
mm-hmm.
to do those sorts of things. So we've got that's going on once again. It's Thursday, December 9th, and it is Culture Connection, and all the local rules apply, times and all that good stuff. I'll let you give those to the people.
Okay. Yeah, doors open at 6. We start at 7. This group is girls ages 5 to 12, so they're young, but I've heard them, and they're great.
And they're all right here local. Once again, they're going to be singing Christmas favorites, and it's going to be fun for the whole family.
Yes.
Without a doubt. So, and the great part about it is with the winter months coming up and stuff, you're still going to live stream these. You can go.
Yes, we are.
Watch them from the comfort of your own home. Like we always say, go get something from a local restaurant, come back home, have dinner, and watch a great concert sitting right there at home.
If you haven't heard and seen our live stream, you will be shocked. The sound is fabulous. The video is terrific. We've done that on our own using local talent again.
Once again, local talent.
Yep.
All right. So now now that we've got December covered, let's move into January. And I'm going to let you talk about it. I don't know too much about the Picky Out the Stingers. Is that the name of the group?
Yes. Now, I can tell you, I listened to them this morning. They have a web page and a Facebook page, and they are really good. And from what I understand, that name is a personal phrase that they have used, or they used as family, and they adopted that as their group name, Picky Out the Stingers. And I'm really not sure what it means, but I sure like it.
And so what kind of music are we going to get from them? I think we can kind of guess, but what kind of music are we getting from them?
They're a four-piece acoustic string band, and they play original music. They play a lot of classic American folk, mountain music from the South, and I can only just imagine what that is. Appalachia and the West. So they're based on a Salt Lake group that travels, and they've been playing for years. Lots of experience.
Very good. So that one will be in January. Then yes. In February, and we've talked about her quite often, Angela Marie. And every time you go to see Angela Marie, you know what you're going to get.
She does the best.
She does. She doesn't do anything halfway.
No, you can turn your back and know that when you come back, it's going to be fabulous.
So we've got that in February for us. And then in March, March is a fun time. It's spring. But also the great thing about March is the Army Band's coming to town and everybody loves it.
23rd Army Band will be here again. We've worked hard to get them.
Everybody loves it. Yeah. They love it when the Army Band comes to town. So you've got a lot of entertainment to coming your way within the coming months. They'll take care of you there at Culture Connection Extended. And then before you know it, Lane, we're going to be back outside.
Woohoo!
Right? That always gets Lane excited. Anytime you want to talk about being outside.
We have big plans for this summer. Just wait and watch.
It's going to be fun. Lane, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for your help.
Anytime. That's Lane Miller, Price City Councilman. We're talking all about Culture Connection. Starting with December 9th, it is the Singers Company. It is a local group of girls from age 5 to 12 singing Christmas favorites. It's going to be a great, great time. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.